This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure that would require landlords to have a reason to evict a tenant has almost cleared the Colorado legislature. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The goal is to reduce evictions and make it harder for landlords to let a lease expire. It's a top priority for progressive Democrats, and a similar bill failed last year in the Senate. Not this time. On Tuesday, the Senate passed the bill. It would let tenants continue to rent if they pay on time and comply with other rules in the lease. Four Democrats joined Republicans in opposing it. They're concerned it doesn't give landlords enough flexibility. The bill now heads back to the House. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
School safety plans requiring student searches can carry over between school years. That's according to a new ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
The case involves a Denver teen with a history of firearms-related offenses. His high school required him to undergo searches each day as a condition of returning to campus in 2019. He was arrested the following school year when a school resource officer found a loaded handgun in his bag. The teen's attorneys argued that the searches were unwarranted and couldn't continue into a new year. The court rejected that argument. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A disease that is deadly to bats has been discovered in a new species in Colorado. Bats near Longmont have tested positive for white nose syndrome, which has killed millions of bats across the U.S. The disease was first discovered in another bat species in Colorado last year. A helicopter company might bring nearly 600 new jobs to Colorado. The state has approved nearly $5.5 million in tax credits for the project. The company, which has not been named, is also considering Florida, Canada, and Texas for an expansion. In Grand Junction, the city closed a park that had been home to the homeless. Now the city could approve some areas for urban camping and for letting people live in their cars. There's more on that from Grand Junction in about 15 minutes as Morning Edition continues here on CPR News.